Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
DND, I'm on DND. Good morning, Amy.
Morning, Rachel.
It's our last one.
And thank God we're back together.
We're back together.
Reunited.
As if I haven't been on my holidays for half this podcast.
You've left me.
I just love going on holidays.
You do love a holiday.
I feel like Lorenzo. Just love being on holidays.
I'd love to go on holidays with him.
Yeah, I keep seeing these TikToks and it's like people I'll be thinking about as I walk down the aisle and it's like Lorenzo from Love Island and like Jude Bellingham.
100%. That's my ideal list.
I saw one this morning. It was like Lorenzo from Love Island, Jude Bellingham, Gary Lineker in the Walker's ad.
Oh, do you fancy Gary Lineker?
Maybe back in his day, maybe.
What about Wayne?
I need to keep touching my mic. Okay, so it is the 28th of July and Love Island is over for another year.
I'm a little bit relieved, I have to say. Yeah. The last 2 weeks have dragged. I feel like they should just shorten it. Like, why is it? What is it? 8 weeks?
8 weeks, yeah. It started on like the 1st or the 2nd of June.
Even shave a week off it. Like, it doesn't need to be 2 months. It's a lot. That was a lot as well.
We're tired. We're tired. Love Island didn't finish until 20 past 10 last night.
I know.
And I was on such, not a high, but I was on like, you know, like brain was active.
Yeah.
What did you think of the final? Obviously, Yulia and Lorenzo are our winners of season 13 of Love Island.
I did call that. No, not trying to pat myself on the back there, but I mean, I suppose everyone kind of called it. Like, they were the most likeable. I know Yulia had a little bit of backlash over some things she did.
Yeah, but I personally was still on her side.
Yeah, I was the same. I was a little bit disappointed, but I was like, I actually see where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. I feel like she was able to back every...
Yeah, and like even with the Grafties towards the end of last week, I suppose when Simba was speaking up about things, especially with the whole Priya and Aiden situation, she was going to Lorenzo, oh, hold on now, that's exactly what I've been saying for the last week and I've been getting abused for it and he's getting away with it.
And it was 100% double standard. Mm-hmm. And I feel like no one actually listened to her. Like, I felt the frustration of when she screamed, like, are you going to listen to me?
Yeah.
Because everyone talked over her and like doesn't actually listen to what she's saying. Like, even the Priya, you know, there's been 13 seasons and blah, blah, blah. She made her, Yulia's point made perfect sense. Mm-hmm. You are proving yourself to be a big Love Island fan and you know what happens and you know the format and you want to be in an OG couple because you want to win. That's exactly what Yulia said, and you, those words came out of your mouth.
And I kind of wondered at some point during the show, I suppose, was there maybe a little bit of prejudice against Yulia because English was her second language. People were speaking over her. She was getting, she's very blunt, she's very straight to the point, but I suppose that's her nature. That's from what I can gather, that's not her playing a game, that's just who she is.
I think
where the other girls kind of thinking, okay, maybe she doesn't really know exactly what she's saying, so we can walk all over her. I thought it was really unfair.
I think so too. I think it was a bit catty of them.
And what I would have loved to have seen was everyone's reaction to Yulia and Lorenzo winning last night.
Yeah, we didn't get a camera angle of I'd love one of Lola. That would have been
Watched, I suppose, when they won, whenever Cav and Jasmine were there jumping with them, Simba and Angie ran across, Tommy Toon ran across, and I actually watched it. It was while the credits were rolling, and I thought to say Simon. No. Lola and Fitzy were the last two to walk back up onto the platform. Yeah.
Like, they're so bitter.
You could see it on socials, you know, all the boys were like throwing Lorenzo into the air, all the girls were hugging Yulia. Lola wasn't anywhere to be seen.
Girl, get over it. Like, she's apologised, you said you've taken her apology and you're over it. My babe, you're not, clearly.
No.
You should have been happy for her.
No, and I think it will be interesting to see where Yulia's career goes after this.
Ideally. And I saw this on TikTok. I think they're going to have a TV show. Like, how funny would a Yulia and Lorenzo TV show? No matter what they do, I would watch them do anything.
Yeah, I suppose they haven't really done as many TV shows in the last few years. I think the last one we got was after season 5, where you had Curtis and Maura and Molly May and Tommy. I don't think there's been a like a spin-off reality show off Love Island since then. I know Olivia Attwood has her own shows, but they're kind of completely different. They're not in the Love Island kind of
bubble.
Yeah.
I would just like to see them traveling or something. Like,
yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see where their socials go.
Yeah.
Like, I know Lorenzo only had like a couple of maybe 200 or 300 followers before he went into Love Island. Yeah. He'd only made an Instagram like last year.
Oh my God.
Purely to promote his clothing business.
He has a 250,000 now, is it? About
close
that?
To that, yeah. I think.
Jesus.
Where I can see Yulia going is high fashion.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the lines of Uma a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think she's going to be booked for
booked
modeling.
And busy.
She's going to get the modeling gigs.
Booked and busy.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we need to address is Tommy Toon going, oh yeah, me and Charlene had a kiss.
I'm sorry? Keep that to yourself.
Keep that
Charlene,
to yourself.
Charlene, please don't do that. Don't do that again.
Don't be airing it on national television.
Charlene, what are you doing? This is just us now. Stop that. Don't do that again.
Girls between girls.
Just don't ever do that again. Thanks.
And I actually noticed she is on the cover of one of the newspaper magazines this weekend, which will be interesting. I'll have to have a read of that. I think it's the Sunday World Plus magazine that comes out.
Okay.
On a Sunday. Sunday World on a Sunday. So we'll have to have a look at that, I suppose. See, I think there was a lot of talk about her going in. From your perspective, do you think it was detrimental to her career, or do you think she will grow on top of this?
No, I personally think she came across very well. I know some people don't think that, and that maybe, you know, that like she's coming out and she's talking about Cav all the time, but that was her experience.
Yeah.
So like, if people are asking her, they want her on their shows and they want to ask her these questions, what's she going to do? Not answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unfortunately, that is her story and it's not nice, and it wasn't nice for her. So like, she's every right to talk about it. I think she actually has done very well. Like, even she's one of the like main people, like even in After Sun.
Yes.
She was on the panel with like, say, Tommy and who else was on it? Ellie was on it. And I'm like, she's actually like, she's not forgettable. Do you know what I mean?
She's not forgettable.
She had an impact.
I wonder, what did she and her team, and I completely understand where they're coming from in this, did they think she would have been the breakout star of the year?
Maybe
because
so.
There was so much build up of her going in.
Yeah,
everyone was talking about it. I went home and I had people at home in their 50s and 60s going, oh, the Irish girl is going into Love Island. And I was going, no, they're not. No, she's not. Nothing's confirmed.
Yeah.
So I think she had such this big build up. She had, what, 7, 8, 9 days in the villa.
Yeah.
I don't know whether...
Was it worth the hype?
Was it worth the hype? And also, would it deter other big name influencers, whether they be Irish or English or European, even American, going onto the show?
Well, I don't think it was detrimental.
I don't think it was detrimental, but I do think...
Is it worth the hassle?
Is it worth the hassle? I do think she was thinking, and maybe not her, but her team would come out and think, okay, this is the next Molly May.
Yeah.
But I suppose, thankfully for Charlene, she was painted in quite a positive light.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you have such a large audience and you're doing quite well for yourself as a content creator, as an influencer, and then go on this show, you get a bad edit. You say one thing wrong and you get a bad edit. Is that your career gone?
It's a risk.
Like, yeah, it's a massive risk.
But I think she probably knew what she was doing. Like, she wasn't, you know, speaking out of turn or saying things.
She was very reserved.
Off the cuff. She knew how to handle herself, and yeah, she was reserved. So yeah, I mean, they probably still could make a bad edit of that, but she, well, thankfully she didn't get a bad edit.
So obviously we've had so many Irish Islanders over the years. This year alone we had Charlene, Fitzy and Victoria. Last year we had Connor, Megan, Andrada. We've had more over the years. We've had Ioande, we've had Catherine. You've had so many Irish Islanders. Is it time we should be allowed to vote?
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. Like, I get the number thing, but why not? Why can't we? Can we vote on the app?
No.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Someone fix that. What? Why can't I vote on an app?
Hello, ITV.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's the same for like I'm a Celebrity and Strictly and those things that are all voted for through an app, but the apps are only counted within the UK. We can't even, the app isn't available on the Irish app stores.
But surely they could change that. Why is that a big deal? Mm-hmm. Like, if we're allowed to be in it, like, why can we not vote on for ourselves? Like, and like, obviously would help our people out. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And I think it's, I suppose maybe someone like Charlene Fitzy, whoever, over the last few years, if they are not available, they can't get the support from home.
Yeah.
Are they ever going to win it? I know a couple of years ago we had Greg O'Shea from Limerick win it. Greg didn't win it. Amber won it, yeah. And Greg just tagged along.
Yeah, exactly. No, it'll be hard for an Irish person to win it again.
Yeah.
If we aren't allowed to vote. So mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to change that ASAP.
Season 13 is wrapped up. What would you like to see for season 14? They're already on the hunt for Islanders. Amy, do you have any interest? Get Amy in the villa 2027.
Now that would be funny. Would funny, haha, funny, weird. You know, I told you I applied before. Or no, I nearly applied before.
Oh, stop.
When I was like 19, I filled out a form. That's but I never funny. Sent it.
That's very funny.
What do I want? Sorry, can I just say that in the final, I forgot to say this, the format has changed a lot. So I would like them to continue that. There was no stupid dates. There was no stupid speeches. There was no fake wedding scenario. I would like them to continue that for the next season. It would keep me involved. Yeah, don't want to see any of that shit again. And I feel like they threw in a few spanners into the works and they tried to like...
I suppose the whole Mika and Samraj twist that they had to dump
that was
an
good.
Extra couple.
Now, I did think that they were going to go for Lorenzo and Yulia and then throw the whole game off. So I'm glad they didn't. Do you think the producers had a hand in that?
I don't think they were going to get rid of Yuli and Lorenzo. I think what they did was very clever in the fact that they said, okay, we had the most votes. We went for the couple that had the next most amount of votes.
Okay,
which
yeah,
was
fair.
Yasmin and Tommy.
I really thought they were going to be spiteful and go for Yuli and Lorenzo.
No, I think Samraj and Lorenzo are two close friends.
And also he knows that they're popular and that wouldn't be a good decision for the public.
No.
So I think Samraj is very calculated.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, going forward, yeah, I would just like them to keep it like... snappy, no like messing around, silly games and whatever.
Do you know what? I didn't really get much of a sense of some of the Islanders. I would have loved, I know a lot of people hate it, but I love the baby challenge.
Never.
What I would have liked to have seen was the talent show.
Where was the talent show? Seriously?
I would have liked a talent
show.
That
does show a lot of their personalities and it's like random fucking things they can do. And you're like, oh, they're pretty funny.
Yeah, like do you remember it was 2 years ago your one Jesse Potts came down on the big stilts? Like that kind of thing.
Or Millie playing the piano. That's still like iconic. Yeah.
And I actually saw on TikTok the other day, it was like the best bits of the talent shows over the years. And you have India with the recorder.
Oh my God.
You had Casey O'Gorman with the trumpet. Like that kind of thing that just brought a bit of life into the show.
I think they were silly to take that out this year. But hopefully they bring it back next year. Are you going to watch next year? Are you as enthusiastic as...
Do you know what? I give out about it every year and I say, I'm not watching, but I will.
Yeah,
I
and will. I'm the
it's
same.
It's the summer, do you know what I mean? And I will be interested to see... if any of this year's Islanders make it into All-Stars in January.
Do you think Charlene is going into All-Stars?
I don't know. I think Aiden will be in there.
Aiden has to be in there. He's gas.
I don't find him funny, but I think he's desperate for it. He's desperate.
Do you think him and Priya are going to work?
No.
How long are they going to last?
What, 28th of July? I give it till the end of August.
Oh, that's quite generous.
I give it to the 10th of August. Yeah, happening.
That's more realistic.
Out of 10, give me a ranking of this year's Love Island.
Ooh, what would I say? The length of it put me off. That sounds crazy. If they shaved a week or two off the season, I would have... scored it higher, but I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm going to go 7.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like that. It was a little bit dragged out. I think there was one or two great characters, but the rest of them were boring.
Okay. Most boring person in there. Go.
Oh, this is really bad because I actually don't have any issue with her, but she's just no crack.
Angie.
Angie. Angelista, beautiful girl, really nice to everyone, but just no crack.
Yeah. I would probably say the same. Or I suppose, no, Yaz had a bit more personality, but yeah, there was a lot of boring people in there.
A lot of boring people. Producers, if you're listening, bring back the crack.
And the talent show.
And the talent show.
Well, that's us finished.
That is us done. Will we be back for All Stars? Who knows? Depends who's on it.
We'll have to see. If Aidan's on it, I might want to chat about it. And hopefully we see Charlene.
We will. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Rach.
We had so much fun all summer.
We did.
Even if I was on holiday for most of it.
Yeah. I was like, girl, have fun.
Maybe I could just be, I could have been on Love Island. You wouldn't have known.
That's where you were all the time.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text.
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.